This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been wanting to buy a home and you just don't know where to start? Well, you know what? I have a podcast and I have a YouTube channel. What are you doing? Go to the YouTube channel and watch all of my workshops that I already have out. Those are Homebuyer Workshops 101 through 106 and 201 through 203. They're all there. They are ready for you. They are to teach you how to buy a home. But you know what else? I've got the podcast. Many of you like to listen to podcasts these days. Check it out. Everywhere you want to find me, it's MortgageMomRadio.com. All of the education, tools, and advice that you could need, all at the tip of your fingers. That's Mortgage Mom Radio. You have questions? Text me. Text the word MOM to 474747.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you know what would happen to your kids if something happened to you today? Do you have a written legal plan? Hello, I am the estate planning mom. My name is Krista Hermance, and I am an estate planning attorney. At Hermance Law, we focus on educating and planning for parents with minor children. Planning with minor children can include nominating guardians for your kids, including short-term guardians, so your kids do not end up in Child Protective Services. Also, maybe having a will or trust where you can plan how your kids would receive money, like life insurance benefits. Without a legal plan in place, a court who does not know you or your kids decides everything with no input from you. I know it's hard to think about, but it's so important. We are here to make the process easy for you. For more information, text WILL to 474747 or call 805-518-9633. And remember, estate planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's for any parent that wants to put a plan in place to protect their kids.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com. The Mortgage Mom.
All right, well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. Look at that. I couldn't even pronounce my own last name. I'm Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And I've got Heidi Slagle. I got her out of the bed this morning. Heidi Slagle points.
I'm telling you, it's a mouthful.
Just call her HP.
There you go.
HP, Heidi points. I love it. Anyway, so you guys are with us at Saturday morning at 7 here on Go Country 105. And what do? We bring you guys all kinds of real estate advice, mom advice. We want you guys catching up with mom. We did all of that a little bit earlier. We talked all about needing to reach out if you guys do want a game plan. You want to know, is that refinance right? Should I be doing that? How do I get started for a purchase? All of that can be all handled in a single phone call. Make the call, get in touch with us, set a time, set a consultation, talk to me one-on-one. That's the most important piece. So one of the things, though, that is truly exciting that I want to get into, because we always bring them some sort of tip and advice every show. It's about something different mortgage related. So one of the things that I really wanted to talk about today that I wanted to focus on that we haven't focused on in quite some time is the VA loans for our veterans. And one of the extremely positive pieces of, you know, being with Movement Mortgage is that they do not charge the veterans any of their processing or underwriting fees. So in order to put that into, you know, a dollar figure, though, that number is $1,695. That plus a whole bunch of little, not whole bunch, I guess I shouldn't say, it's about four other fees that are very, very small. Credit report, flood cert, IRS transcript fee, and they're all like $7, $40, you know, $49, $75, very, very little tiny fees. But the majority of the fee that the mortgage company charges is that processing and underwriting. And you're going to see that at every mortgage company. So that $1,695 is what is charged by Movement Mortgage to do a loan. For their veterans, they waive that fee.
Right. It's huge. Not all companies do that. Actually, in fact, a lot of companies do not do that. So it is a huge benefit that Movement Mortgage does for the veterans.
Yes. And it doesn't matter if it's a purchase. It doesn't matter if it's a refinance. Either way, you are getting that fee waived for you, which really is truly giant, especially when you're trying to buy a home and you're trying to get in with zero down and you don't have a lot of money in the bank. You know, it's really important that we're keeping your fees as low as possible. So, you know, on top of obviously having great interest rates and great pricing, they're also bringing that to the veteran, which I think is huge. Some of the benefits of the VA program that I think are really important to talk about, which is why I like it so much, is that here in Los Angeles, you know, and Orange County and Riverside and San Bernardino, Southern California, you know, everywhere that our radio station is broadcasting out to, the prices of homes are not cheap.
No. No, they're not.
They're not. I mean, even when you get, you know, a lot of people are moving out to Inland Empire. They're going out to Ontario. They're going out to Rancho Cucamonga. And those areas are absolutely beautiful. And, you know, they've always been known to be on the lower end as far as, you know, a little bit less expensive.
We're going to call them more reasonable.
More reasonable because you're getting outside of, you know, the actual metropolitan area, right? And the further commute, the less expensive that those homes are going to get. And even all the way out there, you know, the homes are going up in price. Things are just expensive in Southern California. So, you know, for a veteran to be able to get into a home with zero down is really fantastic. In Los Angeles County, to be able to get into a home at zero down up to $726,525. So I'm going to say that again because it's a weird number, but it's $726,525. That is a number that you can get into a home in both Orange County and Los Angeles County at zero down payment. So, you know, if you want to go over that, a lot of people feel like, oh, well, we're stuck at that number. Well, you're not stuck at that number. There's actually jumbo loans for veterans as well with VA financing. And you can go over that 726 with far less money out of pocket than what a standard jumbo loan for a normal borrower who's not a veteran would have to come up with in down payment. So off the top of your head, I'm gonna put a little Heidi question out there for a minute. So off the top of your head, if I said, hey, I want to buy a home for $1 million, what is the average down payment requirement for a normal borrower, not a veteran?
20% down?
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, if you're going jumbo, you're gonna have to put 20% down.
On the average. I mean, there's some one-off loan programs that might let you get in for a little bit less.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've got all their niches and everything. But on average, you are looking at 20% down if you're not a vet.
Right. Now, for a veteran, there is an actual calculation that does go into play. And obviously, I can't bring you guys all through that on the radio. But one of the easiest ways to get to a very, very close estimate of what you would need in down payment is to go like this. $1 million purchase, maximum loan size $726,525. Take the difference, multiply by 25%. That is what you're going to need to come up with, is the difference at 25%, not 20% down of that $1 million. So there is a giant difference in how much can you afford? How much money do you need out of pocket to get into these higher sales prices here in, you know, Southern California? Now, Riverside, San Bernardino, you guys do have lower loan limits for VA loans than Los Angeles and Orange County do. And I'm only talking about these counties because this is where our radio show is broadcasting out to live on Saturday morning. Right. Obviously, if you are listening to me by podcast or, you know, you're picking up Go Country from, you know, your computer and you live in San Diego, you want to know what your county limits are, just reach out. So you can literally right now, very, very simple, text the word mom to 474747, ask that question. And I'm more than happy to tell you exactly what your loan limit is in your county where you live, in your state, not a problem. But there in San Bernardino and Riverside County, our maximum loan size there is $484,350. Again, a weird number. We don't set it. It's right. Not me. I'd be doing like 500.
Yeah. Normal. Just
right. Straight 000 all the way across. Yep. But, you know, so out there you guys have $484,350 is going to be your maximum loan size at zero down payment. But you can do that 25% difference between your county limit and your sales price for how much money do you need to come in with. Right. That makes a big difference even out there. You buy a home for $600,000. You're in a jumbo territory out there. You're not in the conforming loan limits. You're not a veteran. How much money do you need in down payment? You're going to have to come up with the difference between $484,350 and that $600,000 or 20%, whichever is less. Is fine. Right. But, you know, big difference in how much money that a vet has to take out of their pocket utilizing those jumbo loan programs. A lot of times what I've found, and I get this question a lot, is that veterans don't know that they can actually buy something over the county limits.
Right. Yeah. We do have that question a lot, is they do feel like they are stuck at whatever that county limit is, because they do hear a lot, well, we can do 0% down at this limit, not realizing, well, yes.
But there's more option
But there's and more options.
Yes. And it's not dollar for dollar between your sales price and above. So, you know, those are big benefits. The other thing I have found is there's a lot of veterans that have not taken advantage of their VA financing. And, you know, I have people that do have, you know, significant down payments, fantastic credit scores, a lot of money in the bank. They're really just a solid borrower. And they automatically jump to that conventional loan, even though they are a vet. And they have that, you know, VA eligibility. And I can tell you that the interest rate that you're going to get on a VA loan will far exceed, as far as being lower than the majority of any other kind of conventional financing. So, you know, if you are a veteran and you have that eligibility available to you, you may want to reach out and say, what would this look like for me if I went this direction instead of conventional? What would this look like for me if I refinanced my home? Could I get a better interest rate than what I have right now today? Because there's a very good chance that interest rate would be lower. Some of the things that I know you wanted to talk about, because we kind of talked this morning, you know, on the way in, you know, what are we going to talk about on today's show? And it's usually whatever I open my mouth comes out, is that's what the show is.
So true.
Yeah. But one of the things you wanted to bring up was the funding fee.
Yeah.
I know that you said, you know, that was a big piece for veterans that we wanted to make sure that we, you know, talked about, and so that they understood that, because there are a lot of people that say, oh, well, that VA loan's not a good deal because I have to pay a funding fee. So let's talk about that funding fee a little bit. One of the biggest pieces that I think is really exciting is when we can get that funding fee waived. So Heidi, talk a little bit, how do we get that waived?
So having the funding fee waived, and we do find a lot of vets that don't know this, so they don't ever mention it, or, you know, if the right question isn't asked, we don't know. If you have 10% disability from VA disability, then you can have that funding fee waived. So you don't pay it. We have to have proof of your VA disability, and then you don't have to pay that VA funding fee. So it's huge.
It is. And you just have to be considered 10% or more disabled. with the VA. And we will see that on your certificate of eligibility once we receive it.
Yes.
But if you don't mention it to us up front, we don't know that
we
have that.
And so sometimes you'll see us disclose it to you if we don't know up front and we haven't received your certificate of eligibility. But a lot of times if you provide us your disability, which again, we can also use as your income. So it's both. It goes both ways, right? You can qualify easier if we're using your VA disability income. Also, if we know your percentage of disability and we know it's 10% or greater, then we can have that VA funding fee waived.
Right. And the disability income is non-taxable.
Correct.
So we can even, you know, in trying to help you qualify, we can actually gross that income up a little bit because you don't have to pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of benefits there. Some of the other things to keep in mind about the VA funding fee is that, honestly, it's really not all that bad either. You know, even if you do have to pay it. Think of it this way. If you were getting yourself a conventional loan, number one, there is no zero down payment unless you go into down payment assistance. Down payment assistance is fantastic. And for anybody out there listening that wants to buy a house and you don't have the money and you need the zero down and you're not a veteran, we can absolutely talk to you about down payment assistance. When you do have the money available for a down payment for a conventional borrower, 3% or at least 5%, you're going to get a way better loan if we don't do down payment assistance. But if you don't own a home, you're not a homeowner, and you have zero money to your name, down payment assistance is fantastic. So again, every loan program is based on you, your need, what you have available, and if it makes sense, and that's what we take you through. But for a veteran or for somebody that's not a veteran, if they were buying a home with 3% down, 5% down, anything less than 20% down, they are going to pay mortgage insurance monthly. That monthly mortgage insurance can rack up very, very quickly. If they're getting an FHA loan, they're going to pay upfront mortgage insurance and monthly mortgage insurance. So for a veteran, even if you have to pay that funding fee, you'd have zero mortgage insurance per month, none. So you're literally getting in with zero down. And then also you're not paying mortgage insurance, which helps you qualify for more. It makes your loan payment more affordable. And, you know, and that funding fee is not paid in cash out of pocket. It can be if you want to, but you do have the opportunity to finance it. So the VA will allow you to add that to your loan balance so that you can finance that funding fee. So at the end of the day, the funding fee is really not that big of a deal.
Especially when you have that rate that is generally going to be a lot better than any of the other programs.
Right.
I have to say the government programs, right, either VA or FHA, have sometimes gotten a bad rap because of the funding fee or
the mortgage insurance.
I have to tell you, there is no such thing as a cookie cutter borrower. Every borrower is an individual, and that's why we have so many different loan programs.
Everybody fits into a different
situation, different program.
On a different cookie sheet.
On a different cookie sheet, there, right? So it's important that you know and you get the best program for you, which is why everyone should discuss all the different programs with every borrower, every client, every listener, so that they get what is best for them.
Right. If you are working with a loan officer that just says, this is the loan program for you, but they don't explain why, or they don't say there's these other options too, but this is why I feel this is the best one for you, you're working with the wrong loan officer. You need to be working with somebody that can explain. Look, I can put you in down payment assistance. You qualify with your credit score. You qualify with your income. I can get you in the house with zero out of pocket, but the interest rate is higher because you're coming in with no skin in the game. You bring a little bit of skin in the game, 3%, 3.5%, and you have that already. I can see that you have it, or I can see that you're going to get a gift for it. You're going to end up with a much lower interest rate, which means that you're going to have a much lower monthly payment, which means over the term of your loan, you're going to pay a lot less in interest, finance charges, all the way around. You're always going to be in a better situation if you have some money to bring in. But if you don't have money to bring in, you're not a homeowner, you're renting, you have no stability, no security, that your landlord's not going to knock on your door and say, you guys need to move. You've got little kids that are enrolled in a certain special school district that is where you wanted to be. You're around the corner from the grocery store you love. You need that security. So in those situations, I would say, hey, let's look at down payment assistance. It creates homeownership, gives you ability to earn equity in the future as a homeowner. Pride of homeownership. You get to do what you want. You get to change your carpets, paint your walls, work in your garden, do whatever it is that you want to do. Make it yours that you can't do when you're a renter. And nobody can knock on your door and tell you that you have to move, unless obviously you don't make your payments. But that's a different story. So if you just have no other way to go, down payment assistance is fantastic. And we're going to talk about it. But we're going to talk about why maybe that's not the best option if you have other options to come up with a down payment, like your 401k. Maybe you've got enough in there that you could draw from, a gift from family if you don't have enough, or maybe you've saved enough and you don't realize that you don't need that 20%. Do you know how many times that I have people call me and say, I'm not ready today. I just want to know how much I can qualify for. I've got 10% down, but I'm still working on that 20%.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
All the time. And I'll say, well, how long do you think it's going to take you to save that additional 10%? And the, you know, 10% is a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
Especially here in California. 500,000, 10%, $50,000. How long is it going to take to save that 50,000? So a lot of times I'll get, well, it's going to take me another year or two. I'm not, you know, I know that I wanted to reach out to you. I heard you on the radio and I just want to know, what can I qualify for when I get there? What are some of the best things that I can do to cut out of my, you know, budget to help me save faster? And I am happy to go through all of those things. But one of the things you have to remember is, if you're putting off homeownership for a year and a half or 2 years to save that additional 10%, imagine if you bought the home right now today with your 10% down, how much equity are you going to have in a year and a half or 2 years without putting a penny in? You've already got that 10% equity. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you that that's what's going to happen, but over the course of history, that's what we usually see. You know, so you're gaining equity as you live in the home. Plus, you could be taking the money that you would usually be putting away for the savings, and you could be paying the balance down on the mortgage. So if you do end up with mortgage insurance, you call and get the mortgage insurance removed. Right. You know, there's so many more options there that, obviously, number one is becoming a homeowner and whatever we need to do to get you there. But if you do have options to go to for down payment, you're going to end up in a little bit better situation.
Yeah, that's why I just say keep an open mind. The reason when there are so many programs is there really truly is a program for everybody, and there aren't negative programs. It's just every program is not for each person, but there is a program for everybody.
That is true. Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.